views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you. Inside the power of love is the possibility of healing wounds and transforming your stories. Can you feel the call of your spirit? What would igniting your whole being look like? Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love.
Hi guys. Oh my gosh. I'm not going to lie. It's been a day. It's been really busy and crazy, and it's been quite a week. Welcome to Love Living Radio. I'm Emily Perkins, and I'm so excited to have you guys joining me. Whoever is out there, know that I'm grateful and I love you. Tonight, we're going to talk about something that I've basically been processing for like the past year, but especially in the past couple of months. And I've had a lot of really awesome awareness in the past week. It's been a crazy summer, right? I mean, I know that it's been that way for most of us. It's been like just like waves and sets that just keep on coming in. And some of them are like super easy cruiser rollers that we can just kind of glide on. And then some of them we just kind of like get tossed over the white water and tumbled around in the, you know, in the surf. But regardless of how the waves have come, it's been really consistent. You know, like there's just been set after set after set. And it's been a fiery summer in every possible way. And it's brought up a lot, you know, like it's brought up a lot of awareness. It's brought up a lot, at least for me, it's brought up a lot of awareness and a lot of things that I needed to look at about myself. But the thing that I want to talk to you today about is trust, the T word. And you know, it's kind of one of those words that's been thrown around a lot and it sometimes loses its meaning. But when we really sink into it, when we really sink into what trust actually holds, it's pretty freaking powerful. It's like really powerful. So I knew that what I needed to look at was trust in terms of the stuff that I've really been working on, because you can look at trust in so many different ways. You can look at it in pretty much every aspect of our life, right? So in order for it to really have this juicy power that I'm talking about, we kind of need to use it as a lens to look at the things that are present for us, like really present, the things that we're working on, whether it's relationship or work or our relationship with ourselves, certain lenses or perspectives that we have or hold, and then choosing to take that trust lens and which is really honestly more like an act. It's like a lens, but it's also like an act. We have to choose to trust. It's a choice. And it's sometimes a difficult one, you know. It can definitely sometimes be a difficult choice to trust ourselves, to trust the people in our lives, to trust source, spirit, God, universe, whatever it is that you believe in, to choose to trust. Can be confronting for a lot of different reasons. And in this, I kind of want to talk about it in a really specific way. I've had the chance to kind of like look at my relationships with love in a really specific way over the past couple of weeks, and a little bit of what I've talked about in the past few episodes. But love is my purpose, right? I know that. It's tattooed on my arm. It is in the blood in my veins. It's the reason why I show up. It's also the thing that feeds me and sources me and brings me back to myself every time. And the ways in which I work with love, there's trust and sometimes there's not trust. you know? And so like, if I really want to show up powerfully in this thing and have the impact on the world that I want to have through love, then I have to look at all the places that are disempowered. And that's what I did, you know, in the last episode about love addiction. What I, you know, I've also talked about in the very first episode in terms of what my purpose is. So what does love look like through trust? Oof, God, what does love look like through trust? And love isn't just romantic love, right? It's love of ourselves. It's love in our family relationships. It's love in our friendships. It's love as a concept, as a way of life. So there's a whole bunch of pieces in there. But what does love look like if we trust? Part of me just wants to let you sit with that, because it might look different for everybody, like what that actually brings up for you. What love looks like through trust. What is your relationship with your partner or yourself or your mom look like if you approached it through trust? So I had like an epically bad day last Thursday. And it really doesn't happen for me all that often. But this was an epically bad day. Everything just kind of happened all at once in every area of my life. My love life, my work life, my family relationships, and my friendships. Literally like the four major pillars of my life, something fucking happened. Excuse my language. And it was heavy. It was a lot. It all happened at once, you know, and the details of it, it doesn't matter. But once I got past the kind of self-pity and the victim-y feeling and the just letting myself sit in it and feel crappy about myself or about life for a little while, I started to get like a little bit of distance from the details. And I was like, okay, these moments where we have everything kind of feel like it's collapsing all at once have a message in them. They have a purpose. It doesn't just happen randomly that like something bad happens in every area of your life. There's always meaning in it. So luckily I knew this and was like, okay, let's take a step back, take a breath, and look at what this message is. Look at what it's trying to tell you. What is the universe trying to, what is your higher self, you, trying to tell you right now? Because it's all the same thing. And what I saw was the thing that was getting triggered for me was feeling this belief, truly. It wasn't a feeling. It's actually a belief that I have based on experience in my life, most likely something that happened when I was a kid with my parents, that has me believe that people don't know how to show up for me. And especially men, that men don't know how to show up for me. But from men also just that people don't know how to show up for me. And what I realized was that in holding that belief, in holding the belief that people don't know how to show up for me, I actually create it that way. Because thoughts become things, laws of attraction, you know, all of these concepts in spirituality that we somewhat understand say that, you know, our thought patterns, our beliefs create our reality. And so it makes sense that as I hold it, people don't know how to show up for me, that that's actually what happens in my life. And I think that what was happening in this catastrophically, horribly, terrible day was the universe kind of being like, hey, Emily, are you ready to shift this? Are you ready to let go of this disempowered, limited belief that has you believe that people don't know how to show up for you, because this is how crappy it can feel. This is how bad it is. Not that the thing itself is bad, but how it affects my life, you know, that this is what I'm in alignment with. this belief that people don't know how to show up for me is what I'm in alignment with. And so therefore, that's what shows up. And it was like, whew, oh my God. Like, it made me want to look at all of my limited beliefs that have my life, that create the blocks in my life, that create the way that it happens that I may not want it to happen, even though that's actually what I'm in alignment with. You know, it's so silly. You know, our survivor self just is trying so hard to protect us. And that's where those limited beliefs come from, right? At some point when I was little, I learned that people don't know how to show up because at some point someone made me feel like they didn't show up, you know? And so that's where it came from. And then it just built on itself. And all I did was create more evidence through life around how people don't know how to show up for me. And then I create all these other self-defense mechanisms around it that are like, okay, well, if people don't know how to show up for me, then I'm going to show up for myself and I've got me and, you know, I don't need anything. So I don't need support from people and I don't need to ask for my needs to be met and all this other stuff that gets created because I have this belief that people don't know how to show up for me. And all it does is leave me with this pattern, you know, like this pattern of believing that, and therefore then it shows up, and therefore I never get the need met of wanting to be supported and wanting to have people really show up for me. And so what I got in this kind of crazy mess of a day, and then this amazing awareness that came from it, that the thing that I'm in alignment with is that people don't know how to show up for me and that's how it shows up, was this realization that what's on the other side, that what might actually give me some relief and be able to shift this thing so that people can show up for me, and not only that people can show up for me, but that I can actually see the ways that people show up for me. Because the lens that I have is that they don't, so that's what I see. But if I maybe switch that lens and start looking at all the ways in which people do show up for me, it's like building that piggy bank, you know? It's like depositing into the piggy bank of trusting that people know how to show up for me, which then switches what I'm in alignment with. And then maybe I might actually get the thing that I need. You know, both my family showing up for me in the way that I need them to. Maybe having a partner in life show up for me. You know, because right now, coming from this limited belief that men don't know how to show up for me, it's not surprising that the men that I've been choosing haven't been able to show up for me. That they bail on plans or don't follow through or ghost or can't handle when I am having a bad day and just need a hug. You know, like it has nothing to do with them and whether or not they're good enough or good people. It's just that they aren't in a place in their life to be able to show up in fully for a woman, or at least for this woman. And that's okay. And if I want to take ownership of the relationship that I want, of the partnership that I want, then I have to be in alignment with believing that men can show up for me, because then the partner that can show up for me will actually show up. Whoa. Right? I mean, it was like that for me. It was like, whoa. It was so crazy. So crazy how powerful that is. And I was so present to just how trust in the fact that people can show up for me shifts that and makes it possible. trust that a man can show up for me. And that trust gets built also by shifting the lens, by looking at all of the ways that men show up for me. Because then I can trust it, you know? Or even more radical, what if I just choose to trust? What if I just choose to trust right now that men and people and humans can show up for me? It's really, really powerful to look at this. It's really powerful to look at, what if we just choose to trust? What if we look at the limited beliefs that are creating these patterns in our life? And then everyone asks, okay, I got this awareness. How do I change it? How do I fix it? First of all, there's nothing to fix. There's nothing wrong. You're just a beautiful human with a beautiful human self and a survivor self that's just trying to protect you. You know, and it's done a pretty good job. That survivor self is a superhero. It has protected us really well throughout life. And, you know, it thinks that we're in danger all the time. It thinks that our hearts need protecting all the time. And the reality is that we're so much stronger than we believe. We're so much stronger than our survivor self thinks we are. You know, like, I am strong enough to trust that a man can have me. I am strong enough to trust that people can show up, because they already do, in all honesty. They do in so many beautiful ways. You know, like, I just had my friend Menraj, who I love so dearly, from California, come and stay with me for a few days. And We talked, and it was this beautiful, open, deep, real conversation that wasn't exhausting, like a lot of deep conversations can be. It was light and just clear, like clarifying, like cleared out the cobwebs and offered so much freedom in this real conversation. And I'm just so present to how much he showed up. You know, how much he showed up to our friendship, how much he showed up to loving me, not, you know, with anything attached. You know, there was no sex, there was no pressure for any of that. It was just him showing up as a friend and me showing up as a friend and us having this amazing trust in each other to go there, to talk about the things that are real for us. You know, and to help each other process through it. And I trusted him with my heart. I trusted him with what was real for me. And what came out of it was this incredible conversation. You know, and I have another male friend, an older male friend who I've just recently connected with. It's an old teacher who has been such a gift also. And the realness in the conversation and me being vulnerable in that, and the ways in which he's shown up and seen me and held me in it, has just been such a beautiful gift. Such a beautiful gift. And really, those are the coins in my piggy bank that remind me that there are so many beautiful, brilliant, big-hearted men out there that just really want to show up. That love showing up, that get just as much out of showing up as I do, because I get so much out of showing up for people and so much out of that kind of trust, the trust that they have in me, the trust that I have to be with them, the trust that I have to go and be vulnerable in these kinds of conversations. And the thing that I get out of it is just, like, invaluable. It is invaluable. The trust that I have in these wonderful, beautiful people to just show up in themselves and lean on me, but also, like, these men that have just beautifully shown up to show me that they get something really amazing out of showing up for me, that it's actually a gift that I can give them, that me trusting them is a gift And that so totally resonates, because when I was going through my coach training program, one of the questions that we kind of had to work on throughout the month was offering our trust as a gift. Offering trust as a gift. And that I finally really truly understand after this week, that trusting someone enough with the depths of my soul, that trusting someone enough to hold me, that trusting someone enough to show up for me in the ways that I need, even if it's a hug, even if it's someone just to listen and not actually respond. Like, trusting is a gift to give someone. It really is. And I know that, you know, because the way that people trust me in my work, whether it's coaching or Reiki or any of it, you know, any part of my practice, my friendships, my romantic relationships, that someone trusting me with who they are, their soul, is just an incredible, incredible gift. It's an incredible gift. So why would I not want to give that to somebody else? Oh God, it just gets me going. Obviously, I think you can tell. So there's so much more that I want to talk about. Trust is like it's a well. And it's welling up out of me right now. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about trust in some specific ways, and even trust around commitment, and what my commitment is coming out of this new awareness that maybe might give you a little bit of a treasure or a gem. So I hope that you stay with me. We'll be back in just a little bit. Thanks, guys.
Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back. So we're having this super awesome conversation about trust. And so far we've talked a little bit about like how limited beliefs can kind of create blocks to trust, can kind of create, honestly, our reality. And how like that awareness of the limited belief itself can sometimes shift, and like the what's next, how to get past that limited belief or kind of practice not being in it. Cause sometimes it's very rarely just a switch of the flip or a flip of the switch. but how like the awareness of that disempowered limited belief can actually help us, one, to see life differently, see what's possible on the outside, other side, but how trust in ourselves, trust in the process, trust in source, in people, in something other than the limited belief, or even the opposite of the limited belief, can help us to experience our life differently. Ultimately, that's what we're talking about, having the life that we want to have, the relationships that we want to have, the relationship with ourselves that we want to have, the dream, right? That's what we're here. That's what we're talking about. So another piece of trust that I was thinking about the other day when I was kind of brainstorming about this episode, and I mean, there's just like I think I just said like a well of stuff around trust that I would love to talk about. But I was standing in my kitchen 2 days ago, and I had had just the most beautiful night the night before. I'd chosen not to go out. It was a Saturday night. I chose not to go out and to stay with myself. And I took a bath. I cooked a yummy dinner. I watched a little Netflix. I snuggled with my dog. And I just had a really sweet, very nurturing night for myself. And I woke up the next morning and I was on fire. I was on fire. My brain was so clear. I was super focused. I sat down and I literally just like, it streamed out of me. Most of the notes and probably a blog post about this trust piece. It was just like amazing how by taking care of myself the night before, by trusting myself to not go out and to just be with me, I woke up the next morning, go figure, ready to go and feeling incredible just by intentionally creating that space. But so anyway, I was standing in my kitchen on this beautiful, amazing powerhouse morning, and I had this moment of realizing how we as humans sometimes hold back parts of ourselves. We hold back parts of ourselves in any situation, in any interaction with people or relationship, right? Like we meet someone and we immediately make a judgment or opinion who they are and who we think we need to be in order for that connection to really flourish. It's like, for instance, like say I walk up to someone at a health food store that has a spiritual tattoo. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can be my spiritual, wacky, magical self with them. But maybe hold back the parts of me that are like a little bit more conservative, which there aren't very many parts of me that are conservative, to be honest. But I was thinking about this in particular when it comes to romantic relationships, because I noticed that with certain men that I have been seeing, I hold back parts of myself. And, you know, I realize that we do this on a human level everywhere, but in romantic relationships, I think we really oftentimes want to be in the relationship where we can be all of ourselves. You know, we can just be fully and authentically embodied in who we are. And yet, we oftentimes hold back parts of who we are. You know, with some men, I feel like I can't be my brilliant, intelligent self because I feel like it might be intimidating. For some men, I feel like I can't be my wacky, magical, mystic woman, wild woman self because I feel like it will make them run because they'll think that I'm crazy. For some men, I feel like I can't be that like fully embodied, passionate, 100% open-hearted because I feel like they're not ready for it. And, you know, we create these moments of holdback. And when I was standing in my kitchen, I saw it in this really visual way. Actually, it was really cool. I saw it as like a lineup of thoroughbred horses, like ready at the gate, like just pulsing and ready to go, ready to be let loose. And these little riders on top of them, which are like my limited beliefs, my fear, my stories, my survival mechanisms, you know, like all the stuff that says, whoa, don't go there. You know, like don't be that spiritual. Don't be that smart. Don't be that passionate. People can't handle it. And I was doing a process at a workshop, actually. And one of the questions was, what holds you back from trusting? And it was really interesting to me that the thing that came up was the thing that holds me back from fully trusting is believing that people can be with the full throttle, full 100% me. That my power and my meanness, my whole self, isn't too powerful, isn't too much for people. And I don't trust that people can be with that. Like, just the same way I don't trust that people can show up for me. So, as I'm standing in the kitchen, envisioning these thoroughbreds and the little riders in my mind that keep me from just running free, from being this beautiful, fully embodied self with the people that I love, I thought about what it would be like if I trusted. If I could maybe almost like wrap those little riders in a blanket of trust and let them know that it was safe, that it's safe to let people love you, that it's safe to be your whole self, that it's safe to allow people to show up, to believe that they can. And it was like this really beautiful moment of kind of one, like, well, duh, you know, like, duh, you know, if you trust that people will show up, then they probably will show up. If you trust yourself to let love in, then you will probably let love in, you know? And I had the same moment in Virginia at this workshop where after going through the same question of what holds you back from trust over and over for like 5 minutes and just saying that same question and just like letting the stream of consciousness, letting the well of all of the ways that I don't trust come up. And then at the very end, saying, okay, why don't you trust now? Why not now? Like, why not right now? Why not choose to trust that people can show up for you right now? Why not choose to trust that you can be powerful and people can be with you in that right now? And I literally started laughing. You know, I started laughing when that question came up because I was like, well, yeah. Duh. Why not trust right now? You know, why not? And it was just so powerful. So powerful to be like, why not choose to trust right now? And, you know, like the little riders on the horses can come up with a whole slew of reasons why not to trust. It's dangerous. You're going to get hurt. It's scary. Your heart can't take it. They're not going to show up for you. And then you're just going to get hurt and feel left and disappointed. And all of these reasons why I shouldn't trust, which are just my poor little heart, my poor little survivor mechanism. It's not my heart. My heart is a badass. My heart is strong AF. My heart is strong. You know, like our hearts get bumped and bruised and shattered and cracked and beaten around all the time, and they're still there. They're still there pumping and beating and loving all the time. It never fails us. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to force our heart to beat. We honestly don't have to force ourselves to love. It's a human habit. Whether we acknowledge it or not, we do it all the time. We don't have to try. So our poor little hearts that think that they're so weak, or our minds that think our hearts are so weak, is just this scared little part of us that's afraid of pain, right? Because like that's a human thing to want to avoid pain. But if we believe and trust that our hearts are these big, beautiful, strong, unconditionally loving, so wise, just incredible things that don't actually need us to manage them, then why not trust? Why not trust? Why not trust that you can love someone unconditionally? Why not trust that you can be loved unconditionally? Why not trust that people want the gift of your trust? You know, to trust them to be vulnerable with who you are. Trust them with your heart. Trust them with the depths of your soul and what's going on with you. Why not trust that that is a gift to them, just as much as it is a gift for you to be able to share it? It's such a gift to trust someone with who you are. Because the thing that you get out of it, just like we were talking about in the first half, in the first segment, the thing that you get out of it, at least for me, is this incredible warmth and knowing that people love you, that people want to be there for you, that people want to love you just as much as you want to love them. And I just walked upstairs. I was like in a total frenzy coming into this. I was late and hadn't looked at my notes, and it's been an insane day. And I knew that my friend Ben Raj, who has been with me for the past few days, left me a present. He told me as I was dropping him off at the airport. And I went upstairs and I got my laptop and my headset to get ready for this. And I look at my bedside table, and sitting on my bedside table is Ruby Cup. I can never say her last name, Ruby Kaur's first book of poetry called Milk and Honey. And the night before, we had stayed up and I was reading to him some of my favorite passages and some of the new favorite passages I had just found looking through the book from her second book, The Sun and Her Flowers, which was given to me by my cousin and is just gorgeous. And I told him that night, after reading him poetry in bed, that I really wanted Milk and Honey. And of course, I come home after dropping him off at the airport, and it's by my bedside. And he had left it for me as a birthday present. And that is the gift of trusting. That is the gift of trusting that people know how to show up for you. That is the gift of trusting someone with your soul and with your heart and the bits of you that just want to be loved and seen and held. And in me trusting that I could be that with him, I got what I needed. I got to be seen. I got to be held. I got to be loved. I got to have that devilish little limited belief that people don't know how to show up for me challenged, and also loved. You know, that belief got loved enough to know that it's not true. It's not true. People know how to show up. People want to show up just as much as I want to show up for them. And I guess in this moment, I'm just taking a little bit of the sweetness in that and letting it really sink in. Because it's powerful. And I hope that you guys can feel how powerful it is too. How powerful trust can be. It is life-changing if we let it be. Life-changing. To trust yourself. It is literally a lifelong journey. It's a lifelong journey to trust yourself. To trust your intuition. To trust. And this was another piece that was really, really fascinating to me that I actually talked about with Menraj. That we have the muscle of trust, right? Because I was talking about this with my dad in another beautiful, vulnerable moment where I gave the gift of my trust and got something so beautiful out of it. I was talking to my dad in the kitchen. I don't know why kitchens seem to have some kind of significance for me. I have brilliant thoughts in the kitchen, that in the shower. But I was standing in my parents' kitchen talking to my dad, and I had this moment where for some reason I just wanted to say this. I just wanted to say it for him and for me that I, for some reason, have this undying, unconditional, intuitive knowing when it comes to trusting myself with my business, with my practice, with where I want to go with it, with what's next, with how I want to grow, with my mission in it, like with my work. I have this undying trust that is effortless and intuitive. And yet, when it comes to my love life, I don't have that same trust. I don't have that same intuitive knowing. Or at least I don't trust my intuitive knowing. And it was a huge aha moment for me to realize this, to realize that I have this area of my life where I trust so unconditionally, and then another area of my life which I value so very much and just and love so very much, you know, like that relationship, that partnership that I want is just amazing. And yet, it's this area of my life that I so totally don't trust. I don't trust myself to choose a partner that's really in alignment with what I want. I don't trust myself to... I don't trust my heart sometimes, you know? And it's just so fascinating to me. And I was talking about it with Menraj, and I was like, you know, it's funny because it is, trust is a muscle. It's a muscle that we flex and use. And we can flex and use in some areas of our life and then have challenges with it in other areas of our life. But yet, we know how to do it. You know, like I'll ask someone, you know, what would it be like to trust yourself? And people are like, I don't know how to trust. Or I don't, you know, people that, clients or friends or family or whoever I'm talking to, even myself, I don't know how to trust. Yeah, you do. You do. You trust yourself all the time. You trust yourself to make a decision about what job you want to do. You trust yourself to get up in the morning. You trust yourself to be in love. You trust yourself all the time. All the time. And the fact that we actually have an understanding of it, the fact that we actually know how to do it, in some areas of our life means that we can do it in other areas of our life too. Oh, whoa, go figure. No way. It's a muscle. It's a muscle that you practice. It's a muscle that you work out and you flex and you use and you sometimes will fail at and sometimes will be amazing at. But you have to choose it. You have to choose to trust. So, what would it be like to trust in the areas that you have trouble trusting? For me, it's trusting my love life, trusting myself in my love life. You know, it's also trusting a partner, trusting that they'll show up, trusting that they know how to love me, trusting that they can love me, trusting that they'll stay, trusting that I'm not too powerful for them, too big enough. trusting that they're enough to be with me. Because they are. That person that's really in alignment with me is very much enough. So this concept, this leap of faith, this trust is just so very powerful. And you can't tell me that you don't know how to trust, because I don't believe you. I don't. Just like I don't actually believe that I don't know how to trust in my love life. I do. And I've actually done it in many ways. It's just funny to me that I have this like really amazing connection and powerful trust and faith in one area of my life, in my work, and less so in an area that means so very much to me also, my love life. And so what I've done, what I've chosen to do, is to commit. And I was listening to a podcast the other day by Molly McCord, an astrologer. And she was talking about the past week, the week that I had that really horrendously bad day, because I needed some support. I needed to know what was going on in the universe to make sense of all of it. And so I listened to her podcast, and she was talking about how this particular week, when Sagittarius was in Capricorn, when Saturn was in Capricorn, or Capricorn in Saturn, how the thing that was coming up, the thing that was being offered to us, was completion of something that wasn't serving us, i.e. my belief that people don't know how to show up for me, and commitment to what it is that we're truly, truly in alignment with. And the thing that I am so very deeply committed to, which I'm telling you all to hold me accountable to, and also to just be in it, is I am committed to being in a partnership that is truly in alignment with what I actually want, with the who that I want, with the what that I want. And without going into every little minor detail, what I have to do in order to do that, in order to fully commit to that, is to trust. I have to trust my intuition when it comes to men and who I choose. I have to trust my heart to love big enough. I have to trust my heart to just stay open. And the reason why I share all of this with you guys, the reason why I am vulnerable and share with you what's going on with me, is for so many reasons. It's because we are all going through so much of the same stuff. You know, that's why I tell you what's present for me. That's why I'm decide to be vulnerable and out my life on national radio. It's because I know so wholeheartedly that by sharing, it's connecting. By sharing, it's healing. By sharing, it's letting you know that you're not alone. You're not the only one. The human condition is very much the same, with just different flavors. And that's why I share. That's why I tell you. And that's why I'm here loving you so unconditionally. And I know that sounds weird, because I may not know you, but I tell you this so wholeheartedly. I love you. You're a human out there going through so much of the same stuff. And I hope that me sharing this gives you something, that it lets you know that you're not alone, that you're not the only one, that there's someone out there who loves you and loves your humanness and loves the struggle, and also loves you enough to hold space for the dream, for the thing that's not the struggle, for your humanness and your divinity at the same time. I hold space for that, and I love you in it. And I am so very grateful that you listened and were here with me in this. And I hope that it offered you something. I know it definitely offered me something. And that's the other reason why I show up, because it processes all of my own feelings. It helps me be powerful in myself. So thank you for giving me the space to do that. I am Emily Perkins. You've been listening to Love Living Radio. We will be back in 2 weeks on a Wednesday at 7 p.m. And I hope that you join me again. It's an incredible honor to love you. I wish you so much love in your life. Have a wonderful night. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Love Living Radio. Ignite your whole being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.